Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. I've known my next guest for a long time, former Miami Dolphins linebacker, now superstar in the media world with the Pivot Podcast, Mr. Inside the NFL as well. And I do a weekly segment in football season on his radio program on 560 WQAM, Hockman and Crowder. That, of course, is the great Channing Crowder. Channing, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Zach. I see you with the hat off, man. You got the frat boy, little moose pushover, bro. You look good, man. I ain't seen you like this before.
Yeah, you know, and I have to get into work a little bit extra early to do your segment each and every week. And Solana's like, can you pop on Zoom? I go, do I really have to do my hair and all that? Let me get the ball cap on. And I'll tell you this. Next time I come on, maybe I'll wear sunglasses and a baseball cap and see if you guys will talk to me with this whole Deion Sanders, Jay Norvell situation. This is wild.
Oh, yeah, man. It's, you know, D, bro, Prime is going to do it, and he speaks of himself in third person, so I'm going to do it. He calls himself Prime. I'm going to call him Prime, Zach. Prime is going to do things differently, bro. What he's doing with Colorado right now, ranked after turning over 80-plus players in his program, it's not going to be a trend because only Prime can do it. But, man, Prime's going to do what he wants to. I honestly, speaking of Norvell, speaking of Florida State thing, I think Prime was upset they didn't offer him that job. And that's why he's lashing out. And that's why when he was on something and they played it and he didn't want to take credit. Like, they were like, you're a Seminole. He was like, no, I'm not a Seminole if you see where I graduated from. I believe Prime is upset that Florida State didn't offer him that job. But right now, bro, I'm a Gator. Florida State is the best team in the state. Florida State, they turn that thing around. They can play ball.
Well, now with Jay Norvell, the head coach at Colorado State this week, talking about Deion Sanders, where, you know, I'll take his sunglasses off and his baseball cap off with the whole grown man when you talk to people's comments. I don't even get what Jay Norvell is doing right now at Colorado State. If you're going to talk smack and try to put your small program on the map up against Coach Prime, like, just go guarantee victory. It doesn't make sense what the head coach of Colorado State did.
Yeah, Zach, I went Norvell. I went the other Norvell. But, yeah, the Jay Norvell thing, bro, you have to fight back. When you see what Prime does on social media and you see all the stuff he's doing for his team and that pregame speech last week, I don't know if y'all saw it. Like, that's big boy stuff. Yeah. Like, that, you know, I always talk about, like, a pregame speech when you're in the NFL – Zach, like, I don't need a pregame speech. They're about to pay me $70,000 to go tackle somebody. I'm about to go play. But as kids in college, 18 to 22-year-olds, it gets them going. Jay is – he's trying to match the energy, which is cute and all, but you just can't match it. Like I talked about what Prime's doing with Colorado, you can't match what Prime's doing out there. And I just think he's trying his best to get a terrible team going that's about to get their ass whooped here in a couple days.
No doubt about that. Channing Crowder is here with us. We were talking about this before the show started. If you take all the quarterbacks and push them aside, is Tyreek Hill right now the most feared man in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Especially how Mike McDaniels is using him. But, bro, he runs a 4.29. Like, the way they're using him, and if you're watching, they're motioning him the same side of the ball. They're not motioning him to see if they're in man or zone. They're motioning him to get him. They're giving him a head start, almost like Arena League. They're motioning him out to get him at full speed when he breaks the line of scrimmage. And you're a corner on the outside that runs a 4.4, 4.5, and Tyreek's at 4.2 before he breaks the line of scrimmage. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit on that in cut, or are you going to play it deep? Because he's going to catch all those crossing routes. He's going to catch all of that stuff he's doing. He's the most feared offensive player in the league right now. There are some greats out there. I'm not going to lie. There's Devontae Adams can ball, but he's not that fast. There's just Justin Jefferson's a monster. He's not that fast, Zach. There's some guys that can play receiver and running backs. If you can't catch the ball in the backfield right now, you ain't get paid. But right now, you can bring all the receivers up in the league. I guarantee if you ask a cornerback, the last guy he wants to cover, it's the guy that runs a 4-2 that's running a 4-2 before the ball snaps. And I got to decide if I'm going to bail or I'm going to sit on one of these in routes. And Mike McDaniels figured that out. He's doing an amazing job right now of utilizing him. Oh, yeah. And his 4-2, Zach, you know Tyreek's 4-2. If you want to lean that way, Jaylen Waddle runs a 4-3. Go ahead and go over there. Put all your efforts on Tyreek. And you got a guy that runs a 4-3 on the other side. The Dolphin offense should be very explosive. And Teron Armstead's coming back this week. Well, I want to give shout out to Kendall Lamb, Liam Eichenberg, who held down that left side last week. But the Miami Dolphin offense is about to be special, bro.
Talking to Channing Crowder right now. So we were talking about this the other day when I was on your show, the ceiling for the Dolphins this year. It's all dependent on the health of the quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. If Tua's healthy this year, how far can you see the Dolphins going this season?
They can for sure compete in AFC. And I think that week one overreaction is something where I know the Bengals, they're going to get it together because Joe Burrow and Chase and T and all them boys, I know a lot of them, they're going to figure it out. The Buffalo Bills, I think, are on the downturn. I really believe that AFC East is the Dolphins because now the Jets without Aaron Rodgers is, you know, it's nothing. Like, you know, Zach Wilson, he couldn't win Connect Four at my house if he wanted to. My son and daughter would beat him. Zach Wilson's not that guy. And then I think the Bills are on a downturn. So the AFC East, I believe the Dolphins will win, but just overall in the AFC, don't discount the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't look at Travis Kelce had, 152 targets last year. Do you think those balls in the fourth quarter were going to Kadarius damn Tony, Zach, or they were going to go to Travis Kelce? Exactly what Kadarius Tony was doing. They're called level routes, level crossers. He was running the Travis Kelce routes, and he's fast, and he can get open, but we saw he can't catch. So don't discount the Chiefs. But right now, the Dolphins can compete, The hashtag of the year, Zach, is if Tua stays healthy.
Yeah.
If Tua Tagovailoa is on the field for 17 games, we're going to speak about him in the MVP race. You saw 466 yards, 3 touchdowns. That interception, it was almost like a punt. He just threw it up in the air because it was 3rd and long. He is a monster if he's healthy. And with McDaniel and all those weapons he has, this offense can get in the 30s, maybe 40s every game. And his defense is going to tighten up with Vic Fangio. The Dolphins' ceiling is really winning the AFC and maybe going to the Super Bowl. Hashtag if Tua stays healthy.
Let me ask you about some of the games this weekend. Chiefs and Jaguars. You talked about it. Chiefs lose the opening game of the season. They're 0-1. Now they're going into Duval, going up against a Jaguars team that I still think is underrated with what they did a year ago. Are the Chiefs in danger here of going 0-2, or do you think they bounce back this week?
Oh, for sure. Is Travis playing? I haven't seen any updates, but if Travis not playing, they're for sure. Bro, Trevor Lawrence, we're going to talk about him in the conversation with the Jalen Hurts coming up. We're going to talk about him in the conversation with the Patrick Mahomes. Trevor Lawrence is an amazing football player. He's a generational talent, and he is going to get those guys. And now Calvin Ridley, they have their Travis Etienne. And I was just talking about a running back, Zach. If you look at the running backs now that are balling, look at what Bijan Robinson did in Atlanta. When he caught his first NFL touchdown was a reception. And he put that safety on skates, and then he ran over two other guys and just got the hell on. You look at what Kyle Shanahan does in San Francisco with Christian McCaffrey. You look at the running backs that are thriving right now, and they're receiving running backs. Travis Etienne is right there with them. Travis Etienne's a dog that can play. So you have all those weapons. You add Calvin Ridley. You add
Christian Kirk. You got
Ingram.
Yeah, Evan Ingram.
Kirk, Evan Ingram. They have weapons there, and Trevor Lawrence can make every single play. I think this is the resurgence. You know my man Fred Taylor off our podcast, The Pivot. Fred is so excited about this team right now. And on defense, there are no slouches either. That damn Josh Allen, and it's about to turn into the real Josh Allen with how Josh Allen's starting to play three interceptions on prime time. That guy can play. The Jaguars are one of those teams that are about to turn it around. And for sure, the Chiefs, bro. And I just said it, like, don't discount the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is going to figure out a way to win. But this back-to-back, losing to the Lions, which they shouldn't have, if Travis Kelce was playing. But also, man, it's a hell of a schedule they're playing. So they can go 0-2. I still believe the Chiefs make the playoffs if they go 0-2. But it is a very good chance, Zach, that they go 0-2 starting the season.
I know that the Ravens won last week. It was up against the Texans, the Bengals coming off that beatdown by the Cleveland Browns. But the Ravens, they just have that feeling that the injuries are going to keep on going to bite them and be the death of that team. You've already seen now J.K. Dobbins is out for the year. Are you buying into the Ravens, or is it, oh, they just have so many guys that have been hurt throughout the years, I can't believe those guys are going to stay healthy throughout the season?
I'm buying into the Ravens because I know what John Harbaugh can do. And I've heard people discount their defense. My goodness, bro. You have Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen right there in the middle. Roquan had 16 damn tackles, a sack. two tackles for – bro, this man is a beast. This defense can play ball. And I actually – I'm a name dropper, Zach. You know,
yeah. Yeah, I'm a name dropper by 10. I know that. You were, when I was on your show yesterday, you were waiting for me to mention that Ryan Clark was sitting right behind you. You were begging me to mention him.
He was. I'm a name dropper. Zay Flowers. I actually coached Zay in high school.
Oh, did you really?
Zay was my nickel cornerback, but he didn't know it. He played safety. He played nickel. He played outside linebacker. He played defensive end. He is just a stupid athlete. Zay Flowers and Odell Beckham Jr. Like, Zay Flowers is the best receiver on that team. I'll say it. We saw it. He can do it. So what they have with Lamar and now trying to utilize weapons where Odell's going to have some big games. Zay is going to have some – I think Zay will be the rookie offensive player of the year, the newcomer of the year. I do believe in the Ravens, but because I think people are underestimating their defense, underestimating what they can do defensively, the Ravens are never walking into a season when they can't hold teams under 20. They're going to put something together to hold teams under 20. Lamar got his money. He's happy. Now he has weapons. J.K. Dobbins, I feel sorry for the young kid. Stinks. 2 years in a row now, season-ending injuries. But that's what the league's about, Zach. Availability is better than ability. If your ass can't be on that field, we don't need you. I know it personally where my injuries got me out of the league. The Ravens are built for old-school football. Run game, toughness. You have a running quarterback. But if this defense can be what I believe it can be with the leadership they have in the linebacking core – and if they can get into those, because nowadays you're never going to hold a team to 20-some points. If you're scoring 18 to 23 points a game, you're going to lose. If you can start scoring high 20s, low 30s, even getting to 40-some games, Zach, those are the teams that are going to win. If you look at it with the Eagles, who didn't have a great offensive performance, that's why they're about to beat the hell out of somebody tonight. They're going to – their offense is going to blow up tonight. I believe that. But if you cannot score in the 30s and 40s on games, you can't win in this NFL. And it's not what I love. I'm an old school 2002 Derrick Brooks Buccaneers. I'm a 2000 Ravens Ray Lewis guy.
85
I love
Bears.
09 Steelers. I'll give Ryan Clark some love. Those 09 Steelers. Bro, they were holding teams to 12 and 14 points a game. It is impossible in this new NFL. So now your offense got to get into the 30s if you're really going to compete.
Now, you're always honest, Channing Crowder. Let's say you were in that Cowboys locker room. We know how great that Cowboys defense is, but the last 2 years in the postseason, the quarterback has held them back. What would be your honest assessment of Dak Prescott if you were in that locker room?
I would pull Dak to the side. If I was in the locker room, my honest assessment of Dak is he's never going to win a Super Bowl. He's not good enough. I'm not a fan of Dak. I've been saying it for years. He's going to mess up in the big moments. But if I was a Vander Esch, who plays my position, if I was a D-Law, if I was a Michael Parsons, who's a good friend of mine, I would invite him to a nice dinner. I would sit him down, Zach, and I would tell him, you're the problem of why we're not winning. This defense, bro, they brought in Stephon Gilmore to put on the opposite side of Trevon Diggs. Like, they have Malik Hooker was over there, Vander Esch and Harper at linebacker, who both can play. that front four. Dante Fowler is a backup on that deep. Bro, this defense is a monster defense. You have all these all-pros. Zach Martin is going to the Hall of Fame. Smith, the tackle, he's a Hall of Fame type player. You have all this talent. Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb. You're bringing Brandon Cooks, who's a blazer. Bro, I love this roster. And you know what's going to happen is what I say all the time, Zach. There's going to be a playoff game. You're going to be down by four. It's going to be a minute and 37 seconds left on the clock, and your ass got to go get a touchdown. And Dak is not going to do it. I've watched Dak fail over and over again. The 49, if you say the two numbers 40 and 9 to Dak, he can't sleep that night. Zach, we watched it 2 years in a row.
You're right.
You're going to put some people that can rush on him, and Dak is not going to be able to perform there. The problem with the Cowboys is their overpaid quarterback, Dak Prescott. I've said it 100 times, and I do not believe Dak will ever get a ring on his right finger. Somebody marry him. He's a good-looking dude and very smart, but I don't believe Dak can get a ring if he's the starting quarterback.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I want to ask you this because you're a former player, now in the media, Channing Crowder. The whole turf versus grass debate that has been going wild ever since the Aaron Rodgers injury. What are your thoughts with your experiences here?
I played on the old turf. I played on the Astro turf. That was no bueno, bro. That was no good. I'm in South Florida. My wife's Cuban. No bueno. No good. That old Astro turf. I actually played in Toronto against the Bills, one of those international games, and they had the Astro turf. That is carpet on cement. That was terrible. The new turf with the little black graded up tires in it is a lot better. It's not like natural grass. So I saw when Goodell went on with Stephen A. Smith, I think 2 days ago, mm-hmm. yesterday, I watched that. And he was saying that some players love the AstroTurf because it's faster. It is faster. It's a faster surface. But no player wants to get injured. And there is a higher chance, look at the numbers, look at the doctors, whatever they want to put, there's a higher chance of getting injured on the AstroTurf. I would say me personally as just a banger, like I wasn't blazing. I wasn't running down the sideline on go routes. I didn't see a difference in playing on AstroTurf or playing on grass. But I know that I've listened and talked to enough guys that were blazers and did run and all. And they say that the injury rate is higher. The chances, the footing, the when you cut, how it sticks and how it doesn't slip. There's always a little give. Even if it's a quarter inch, there's a little give on grass. There's never give on AstroTurf because it's plastic. It's plastic with little pieces of plastic wrapped up into it. So that little give could be the difference between an ACL tear, a difference between, like you're speaking of, Aaron Rodgers, a difference between an Achilles tear. That little give is something, and I do, like you're saying, there's an argument about it right now, and I know why you're asking me, but I do believe there's a higher injury rate on AstroTurf. Because of the fact that natural dirt to root give, there's no roots in AstroTurf. It's just stuck. It's sewed into the damn to the bottom. So that extra little something that natural grass gives does mean something, and I think it does take down on injuries. But on the other side, I understand the money. I understand the time it's going to take. I understand the finances it's going to have. Grass in December
27th. The NFL has so much money. The NFL could afford all that money. They got it. Come on.
But Zach, it can't happen. How the hell am I going to grow grass in Green Bay on December 27th? Where am I going to grow? I'm going to grow it in Puerto Rico and mail it to Green Bay. Like, Zach, let's be honest. You can't do it. If you can't do it. The coolest thing I've ever seen was in Arizona. When Arizona, they have a dome, and the entire field slides into the parking lot.
And look at the Super Bowl the grass, this year was a mess.
They grow the grass, and then they slide it back in. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I don't give a damn how many rollers you have under the grass. What are you going to do at MetLife on December 29th? You're going to roll it out to get snow on it and roll the snow back in? It just can't happen. They have to figure it out. Honestly, my opinion is they're going to run this out like they run anything else. Like they ran concussions out. Like they ran concussions out until Will Smith did the damn movie speaking like he was an African, and now people care about concussions. They didn't even want to talk about mental health for 40 years. Exactly. Come on now. They're going to run this damn turf thing out. They're going to keep this artificial turf until my son might be in the NFL before they really try to get natural grass on every field. I don't think it's going to happen, but also I don't think that it's important enough that the product is that bad without natural grass on every field. And I don't believe they're going to address it for a decade.
He's Channing Crowder. You can see him everywhere. Pivot inside the NFL. The ratings are going through the roof on CW. He was telling me about yesterday. So we'll pat him on the back right there. And also 560 WQAM inside the Odyssey family with my guys, Mark Hockman and also Alejandro Solana as well. Channing, you're the best. We appreciate it.
I appreciate ZG, man. Anytime, man, let me know. And I've never seen you like a frat boy. You're in the frat, aren't you? A Zeta Phi to Psi.
I was in an Alpha Epsilon Pi, which was my fraternity.
I can see it.
I'll tell you.
I could see you under a balcony with a beer bong up to the next floor. I can see it right now when you got your hair moosed up like that.
Kegs and legs. That's all I'll say, my friend, all right?
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.